Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, March 11th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Will regime change in North Korea open ministry doors? While Ghana celebrates its independence, Christians share their role. And a weekend prayer effort focuses on revival in the USA. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, there's growing pressure on North Korea for a new regime. North Korea's isolationism has long earned it the reputation of being a closed country for mission groups. OMS International's David Long agrees that ministry opportunities are limited. However, they do have outreach to North Korean refugees who are living in South Korea.
If we can train and equip those North Korean refugees, and if they have a passion for reaching their families in the North, those folks are going to be tremendous evangelists.
As for a new regime, Long says everyone's looking to see how God's going to work in North Korea.
I don't think for anyone, whether it's the church or the political institutions, it is clear at this point how and when North Korea is going to open. But we're confident that at some point the Lord is going to open those doors of opportunity much wider than they are today.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship Australia is facing incredible challenges. A crash February 22nd left two of their New Zealand pilots dead in Papua New Guinea. That investigation continues. Now MAF has had a second setback, a crash of a GA-8 airplane that was working in the tsunami-hit region of Aceh, Indonesia, went down on landing Wednesday. Everyone's okay, but not the plane. It hit debris, shearing off the left wingtip, slid sideways, and destroyed the landing gear. Pray as their pilots continue to fly. You're listening to Mission Network News. Greater Europe Mission is praying that a pastor's conference in Romania will encourage them to continue reaching out with the gospel. GEM's Euro Team Outreach Pastor's Conference, scheduled for April 20th through the 24th. They need people to sponsor these pastors at $150 each. Many of these men of God typically pastor 5 to 7 churches each. Romania has Europe's third highest population of evangelicals, but growth has been pretty stagnant since 1999. Elsewhere, Ghana just celebrated 48 years of independence. It was a time for the people to reflect on the importance of change and the role education plays on that. Oasis of Love's Alvina Miller just received word from a student at their Oasis International Training Center. This, she says, is what it's all about.
He is a tour guide, but also attends our school. He now was asked by his pastor to become the administrator of his church. He wanted me to know that it's because of the knowledge that he received at our school that made the way for this.
Miller says the vision of their training center is not only helping people out of poverty through vocational training, but also giving them vision for ministry through Bible training.
This goes to prove the importance of knowledge and the blessing of sharing the gospel to other people.
And Life Action Ministries is holding its 7th weekend prayer meeting focusing on revival in the United States. It's part of the 12-week Seeking Him devotional that's being studied in churches all over the country. Campus Crusade for Christ, Crawford Laritz, is joining the effort. He's concerned about a trend.
There is this tendency for us to adopt cultural Christianity. Christianity that makes us feel comfortable, that helps me to have a better life. And if we keep going down that path, it's going to become a glaring counterfeit at a certain point.
He says the Christian life is about Christ alone, and when he's the focus, it makes for a healthy church.
And when the church is healthy, they're reproducing. There's evangelism that's taking place, and there's nurture that's taking place. There's wonderful encouragement. There's a sensitivity to the direction of the Spirit of God and the needs of the people.
Go to our website to find out how to join. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.